This is Omar Musni with UN News. Diplomatic solutions on the Korean Peninsula will hopefully give way to a surge in humanitarian support for the most needy and vulnerable in North Korea, the UN resident coordinator there tells UN News. Officially the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, North Korea shows visible optimism over a more peaceful and prosperous future, says Tapan Mishra. However, humanitarian funding remains low, with member states providing only 20-30% of requested funds over the last 3 years. During a recent visit to Japan, Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his full support for political dialogue between the government of North Korea and those of Japan and the United States. Negotiations are also ongoing between DPRK and the Republic of Korea, its neighbor to the south. On the heels of the historic summit between the U.S. and DPRK, held in Singapore in June, Mr. Mishra told Masayoshi Suga what political progress could mean for humanitarian and development operations in North Korea.
It's a very important time. As regards the recent summit that happened in Singapore between the leaders of DPR Korea and the U.S., it opens up new opportunities for global peace and hopefully stability and denuclearization. And for the UN, obviously, it will mean a lot that this is what we've been looking forward to have a diplomatic dialogue replace the possible threats of confrontation. And therefore, we hope to see a lot of support of the United Nations in DPR Korea to serve the people who are most needy and vulnerable, especially from a humanitarian perspective right away. The work of UN would change depending on the asks that are made on the UN. The Secretary General mentioned that we stand ready. So I see immediately there will be a huge surge in terms of humanitarian support that is needed. The Secretary General has mentioned that in case the UN is invited to do the verification of nuclear assets would be the area that perhaps IAEA or other agencies may be invited, and we stand ready for that. If there are other opportunities in the future moving from humanity to development, we will be able to look forward to making adjustments in our presence and our work in the future as well.
Can you describe what the UN country team does at the moment to provide support to ordinary people?
At the moment, the United Nations country team in DPR Korea is primarily focused on providing humanitarian support to the most needy and vulnerable people. Out of the 25.1 million people that are there, we are targeting in 2018 to support about 6 million people who need the support in terms of food security, in terms of nutrition, in terms of health and water sanitation hygiene. That's what the UN country team and the various agencies that are there with support of the Office of the Coordination for Humanitarian Assistance is providing in DPR Korea.
There is a strategic framework that looks ahead to 2021. Does that has to be changed according to the recent evolving diplomatic situation?
The strategic framework for the UN, which is the equivalent of a UNDAF in a normal country, because the specific situation in DPRK is quite unique, where we span from humanitarian to possibly development in the future when the opportunity is right. We have, as you know, signed the strategic framework from 2017 to 2021 for the next 5 years. It was signed with all UN agencies and the government of DPR Korea, which is operating there, and in the four areas that I mentioned to you. The strategic framework is more towards food and nutrition security, social development services, which includes health, education, water, sanitation, hygiene, etc., and resilience and sustainability, which includes energy, environment, climate change, and disastrous management. So when this scenario changes in terms of moving from the humanitarian, which is our primary work currently, it may need to be adapted accordingly.
So you mean this political situation will be reflected in the future?
It depends on how, as you see, the Secretary General has very clearly stated that the UN agencies, relevant agencies, stand ready to serve, whether it's for the verification or other support required. If the adjustments need to be made, it will be made at the appropriate time.
Can you describe what life is like for average citizens in North Korea?
If I may say that the people who we serve in the UN, who are mainly in the rural areas, are the needy and the vulnerable people, who do have an acute food shortage. There is, as you see, there are roughly about 6 million people that need the support from us. 41% of the population, which is about 10.3 million, of the 25 million population require assistance, they require need. So if you look at what I said before, food security, so there is a shortage of food and for people to get, so that supplement, nutrition, there are children who are affected by acute malnutrition. Mm-hmm. Severe acute malnutrition is being treated by agencies like UNICEF. Mm-hmm. And we have programs for supporting kindergartens, children, infants under five, lactating and pregnant mothers, the elderly, the disabled, the vulnerable people who we serve. So for them, the life is challenging and difficult. There are gaps. There are needs to be met with humanitarian assistance. So therefore, we are, if you may have seen the needs and priorities document for 2018, looking for support from donors to provide us financial assistance to be able to provide humanitarian aid to the people that need in the country.
Mm-hmm. How much have economic sanctions affected everyday life in North Korea?
I have raised this issue not only with the chair of the UN Sanctions Committee, 1718 Committee, that there are unintended consequences of the sanctions that are being seen in terms of the work we do in the UN and other humanitarian agencies. And we have received good support from the committee.
Looking over the last two decades, how has UN humanitarian operation coped with the fluctuating political situation on the North Korean Peninsula?
That's a very insightful question. In the last two decades, there has been ups and downs, as you rightly said. Right now, we are on a down. In the last 3 years, the funding that we have requested, the receipt of funding has been between 20 and 30% only. For example, this year, 2018, despite all these political positive directions, the funding currently is only at 9% of the 111 million we are seeking.
So when you have positive political development, are you going to have positive humanitarian operations?
I really hope so. I hope now that the positive political doors are opening, mm-hmm. the summit that opened perhaps the door of complete and verifiable denuclearization, we are hoping that member states will support the UN and other agencies in providing support to the needy and vulnerable population. And again, mm-hmm. hopefully that will lead to a new increase in the support that we are receiving. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me the example when the political situation was deteriorating, how the humanitarian operation was impacted?
Two things, or three things actually. First, funding has been very badly affected. That really impedes our ability to provide the support that's needed. So agencies have to cut down on their programs because there have been no funding. Second, we've had unintended consequences of impact of sanctions that even humanitarian aid has got affected mm-hmm. in terms of the sanctions. And third, the banking channel that we had for getting money in the country mm-hmm. completely collapsed and we don't have an option right now and we are looking for. So these three have been major challenges for us to be able to provide that humanitarian mm-hmm. assistance in the most effective manner.
Have you seen any changes in the level of cooperation or contact you have with the government since last year?
Sure. We have had very improved confidence in terms of the access that has been provided. So earlier, we were only able to access the 10 out of 11 provinces. Even the 11th province, which was not accessible earlier, we have access and our national staff can go there for the immunization programs that we lead there. So our access has been greater. The confidence and relationship with the government counterparts have been much more effective. And we have certainly need to say that the principle that we go by, that if there is no access, there's no assistance. The principle of no access, no assistance, we take it very carefully because every assistance that we provide to the beneficiaries need to be monitored very carefully and meticulously so that it can be rigorously reported for the confidence building of all the stakeholders that are there in this country.
Have you seen any optimism among the ordinary North Koreans recently?
Certainly, I think I haven't been to DPR Korea after the summit, which I will be going there soon. But from what I hear from people and I've been noticing, and there is a visible optimism. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everybody is looking forward to moving towards a better and more prosperous future with peace and stability ahead. So I'm sure there is optimism looking forward, not only for the DPR people in DPR Korea, but I'm sure people of the world. So this is an era of new peace and stability in the peninsula, which will bring in, hopefully, global peace and development.
Any message you'd like to convey?
The message I'd like to leave behind is that the UN has been working there for a long time. And despite all the challenges, we have been serving on the mandates that we've had, we stand ready on the ground to do more as needed, and we look forward to support of all the member states in helping us to do the mandate of the UN by helping us getting more funding support, by helping us ensuring that the unintended consequence impact is reduced or completely overcome. And finally, we can hopefully see other support in terms of operational banking and other to ensure that we can serve the more vulnerable and needy people on the ground. And hopefully, peace and development will come in the future in the peninsula. And hopefully, we will have a much better situation globally.